Are you a beautypreneur seeking for your next breakthrough? Then this podcast is made just for you. The Grace, Grit, and Glow podcast will help you navigate through life, family, and the world of entrepreneurship. Listen to each episode and unravel your inner strength, your brilliant mind, and your complete sense of beauty. And now, here's your host, the ultimate beautypreneur, Nikki Tang. Hello, my loyal listeners. How does 2023 look for you so far? It was a very busy beginning for January, but it was very fulfilling for me. We're already in February and everything looks promising, right? I am already feeling the positive vibes of the new year, and I know there are many challenges to come, but I firmly believe that if you put your best foot forward and maintain a positive outlook, it will result in more optimism. That inspiration came from a quote from Buddha, and I quote, "What you think, you create. What you feel, you attract. What you imagine, you become." It's a powerful manifestation for our dreams and goals. Moving into the topic for today, I want to share with you all about change. What we are doing to bring about improvement in self, in our community, and even in the environment. In my first episode for January, I talk about the metaphor of shifting gears to how we can increase or reduce our pace according to our life situations. In life, we need to learn when it is appropriate to use an easier gear, one that makes it possible for us to maintain a slower, more deliberate pace. Shifting gears in our life is necessary in order to avoid damage. If you haven't listened to that episode, the link will be in the show notes to listen to it. I would appreciate if you would send in a review on any podcast player that you are listening to. Reviews are a way for people not familiar with the show to find this podcast, and who knows, it might be the game changer for their lives. And speaking about game changers, last January 19, I was invited to talk on the Asia Women's Forum 2023, and the slogan used in that conference is this: "His story becoming her story." That slogan gave me the inspiration to talk about women game changers, and to continue with that talk, I decided to expound more on women game changers for this episode. We now live in a world where it is not the same for our grandmothers, for our mothers, where career choices for women are so limited. All that aside, though, we still have a problem. There are still some parts of the world where a great number of women don't have the opportunities that are available to us. In spite of how far we've come, there is still disparity in women's salaries, power roles, and leadership positions in the workplace and in government. Today, the cultural norm still holds that leadership characteristics are more often associated with men. The numbers prove that to be true. According to the statistics of UN Women, the United Nations organizations dedicated to gender equality and empowerment of women, as of 19 September 2022, just 13 countries have a woman head of state, and 15 countries have a woman head of government. And that number mirrors the number of women leaders in the corporate, in businesses, in organizations. Even as society is changing towards gender equality, patriarchal family settings still exist. Women have made great strides, but the journey is far more than what we think it is. To those who know me very well, I'm very much into advocating women to pursue leadership roles. Why? Because women in leadership matters. It matters because we need all the abilities, our zone of genius that we can offer to society. It matters because women contribute greatly to the economy. The empowerment of women fuels thriving economies and stimulates productivity and growth. Now, more than ever, we need to break the bias and challenge the stereotypes associated with women, such as the housewife stereotype, the weaker gender stereotype, or the little accomplishment stereotype. How can women beat gender stereotypes? The following are just some strategies women can employ to move beyond bias and more toward equality. First, speak up and assert yourself. Have clarity on your goals and assert your capabilities. Women are known to be the shy type who would prefer to be in the background, but if you cling to that mindset, you will indeed remain in the background. If you want to change the status quo, speak up. If you don't ask for what you want, the answer will always be no. Second, take the initiative to put yourself in a position of leadership and clearly demonstrate your skills. Be purposely driven. Women should focus on the mindset that they're entirely capable of doing the work and then prove themselves. Get noticed by showing what skills and knowledge you bring to the table. The third one is, be the change you want to be. You can change unconscious biases by influencing decision-making and policy through education. Don't give up on education, pursue it. Learning does not stop after you graduate with a degree. And you know, sometimes you don't need a degree to become a leader. Why do I say that? Because life has so many things to offer as far as learning is concerned. I didn't mean that you drop out of school when I said that. What I meant is that when you've hit a wall, figure out a way to climb over it, crawl if you must, or walk around it. Just be resourceful. The fourth is, join women community groups and build alliances. By the way, I do have a community for like-minded women where you can learn from each other and share insights. If you haven't joined my community yet, the link will be in the show notes for you to join. Community is one way to build your confidence. To change assumptions and erase long-standing biases, we must believe in the power of solidarity and purpose. Network with people advocating gender equality. And lastly, but most important is the fifth one, build your self-esteem, practice self-care. Celebrate every good thing about yourself. Be kind to yourself. When you avoid things that make you feel good, you deplete your self-worth. Self-care is important in maintaining a healthy relationship with yourself and others. It produces positive feelings, which builds self-love, self-confidence, and self-esteem. It's important for women to recognize themselves as game changers because their efforts can inspire others to pursue a corporate career, start or own a business, and create a powerful social impact. Women game changers set examples for younger women when they demonstrate that gender is not a barrier to success. As women, we need to be willing to take ownership for actively advocating for ourselves. What are the messages we need to tell ourselves? What are the messages we need to tell the women that work with and for us? What are the messages we tell our daughters? Do you want to make sure the girls in your life know they can do and be anything they want? The answer to that, I think, is a resounding yes. It's time to bust the gender stereotypes and start in our homes. Kids have an amazing ability to dream big, to see the whole world as limitless. But when they see signals that certain things are off limits according to their gender, their world becomes smaller. They perceive it as barriers. Gender stereotypes affect girls around the world, regardless of their country's level of development, and are encouraged by society at large, from parents to teachers. Even with the best intentions, parents can unknowingly promote stereotypes that can limit their daughter's opportunities. If you want your children to succeed in life, start them young with values that can steer them to achieve more and encourage them to become free thinkers. In one of my episodes, of which the title is Start Them Young on Entrepreneurship, it's not all about teaching children about entrepreneurship, but also in developing self-confidence, autonomy, strong work ethics, ambition, empathy, and so much more. I encourage every parent to start their children at a young age to develop resilience and leadership skills. I will provide the link to that episode for you to listen to. So, how can you start to teach your children, especially the girls, to be game changers? First off, let toys be toys for girls and boys. When buying toys, we already stereotype our kids that toy trucks are for boys and dolls are for girls. Make sure your children get a wide variety of toys to play with. You'll never know what interests they will gravitate with. Boys can display interest in kitchen play sets because they can see you cooking and cooking interests them. It doesn't mean that when boys show that interest, they are leaning towards being gay. Most well-known chefs are of the male gender, like Gordon Ramsay, Wolfgang Puck, Bobby Flay, and Emery Lagasse. On the other hand, if your daughter wants to play with trucks because she sees them going around in the neighborhood, that is totally fine. And there's nothing wrong with a girl who loves playing with dump trucks while wearing a dress, as long as it's her choice and not only the option presented to her. Second, remember that chores do not have a gender. When you only show your daughter how to cook, how to clean the house, how to wash clothes, you are sending a signal that taking care of domestic things is what girls should be doing. There's no such thing as men's work or women's work. It's all just work. It will benefit both your girls and boys to have an all-around skill. Third, sports is not just for boys. Involving girls in active sports, especially those that aren't traditionally considered ladylike, helps them see their bodies as capable and strong, not merely pretty. Plus, it will teach her from an early age that the fun of sports isn't just something for boys to enjoy. Your girl can be in sports and in teams. Active sports teach resilience and grit. And the fourth, parental control should not be different in treatment for boys and girls. Parents' explicit control strategies for girls, like monitoring their activities, as well as using stricter rules and regulation, can have a huge impact on adolescent developmental outcomes on girls. Parents tend to be lenient to boys because in their mind, they have nothing to lose. That mindset is very wrong. Yes, boys and girls are naturally different in several ways, but they should be raised in an equally nurturing environment. Both boys and girls need to be taught the same values on empathy, compassion, respect, confidence, and independence. Let's stop stereotyping our children into pink and blue. Let's stop treating them differently. When children are raised on the basis of gender rather than their abilities, their talents may be wasted and may be forced into lifestyles and careers that deny personal identities, thus affecting their well-being. I'm the eldest in a brood of six from a conservative Filipino-Chinese family. Two strong role models have influenced my life. My grandmother, who was the first woman entrepreneur in our family, and my mom, whose business acumen taught me to be a fair and rational decision maker. Both of these strong entrepreneurial women inspired me to take on the beauty business and become an innovator and trailblazer, believing that beauty is power. These two women, albeit coming from different generations, have taught me valuable lessons that have made me the visionary beautypreneur. I am what I am today as a result of my early upbringing, even before reaching adulthood. Now more than ever, there is a clamor for more women in leadership because women bring different perspectives and approaches to business, resulting in a more inclusive workplace and often better performance for the companies. Why does it matter for more women to be in leadership roles? Women leaders have a different kind of leadership strength, something that is more engaging. First and foremost, women leaders demonstrate compassion by leading with the heart as well as the mind. Woman leadership is based on a core belief of the importance of personal connection, of human relationships. Compared to male leaders, female leaders use a more transformational leadership style. Something that is inspiring, caring, and encouraging. When given a chance and are unselfishly mentored, women are far more likely to remain loyal to the organization in which they are mentored and can do great things. We need to have more women in positions of leadership to provide support and be role models for other women who desperately need to advance their careers and bring about much-needed changes in the workplace, in the community, thus benefiting both genders. In addition to inspiring and empowering women in their careers, a big percentage of people think that having more women in leadership positions would have significant positive impact in the world, such as closing the pay gap between men and women doing the same work. Women, be your own advocates. It is important for us to show greater confidence in our abilities and not shy away from applying for roles that appear on paper to be challenging. There are already too many inequities in the workplace for women, and we need to inch closer to gender equality. As a female leader, I encourage you to see the full potential in yourself, take hold of opportunities, and be your own champion. As Nancy Pelosi, the first woman to serve as a Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, said, and I quote, "Be yourself. You are the only person who can make your unique contribution. Your authenticity is your strength. Be you." That's beautiful, isn't it? I hope that you like this episode for today. See you in the next episodes. Lots of love, Nikki. That's all for today. I really appreciate your time as you tune into this episode of the Grace, Grit, and Glow podcast. If you were inspired by what you have just listened to, don't forget to leave us a rating and a review. Since you've gone this far, I'm also inviting you to join my Facebook group, Beauty and Beyond. Just click on the link in the show notes below and connect with like-minded entrepreneurs across the globe. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast to listen to upcoming episodes. Until next time,